Mapleton. Mapleton Council unanimously approved the proposed draft plan for an 11 single detached homes in the hamlet of Glen Allen. At Tuesday's meeting, Council approved the proposed draft plan of subdivision, which will be forwarded to the County of Wellington's Planning Department for the final draft plan approval. The applicant, Boomer Creek Inc., plans to develop a 4.12-hectare parcel of land in Glen Allen into a residential subdivision with 11 single detached homes, a park block, and stormwater management facility. This draft plan came before Council in September for the public meeting, and since then there's been a couple of changes from the plan, said Linda Redmond, Township's planner, during the meeting. They introduced a park block to the subdivision, reduced the size of the stormwater management facility to accommodate the park block, provided a turnaround space at the end of South Mill Road which will also be part of the swim pond and the parklands that will provide parking opportunities. Mapleton Fire Department requested that the developer include an on-site fire reservoir by the park block for on-site water supplies for firefighting. Meanwhile, the county's engineering department also requested that the developer pave Center Street from the proposed turnaround to Wellington Road 45 because there are constant washouts of gravel surface of Center Street after rain events onto Wellington Road 45 causing constant maintenance issues. The county asked Center Street be paved, but being that Center Street isn't being utilized by this development, is it beyond the scope then that be paved? Wondered Mayor Greg Davidson. Redmond explained to council that since it's a local street, it's to council to make the determination of whether the developers must pave Center Street. However, Sam Matina, Township's Director of Public Works, doesn't believe paving the street is necessary for the developer. Council also requested a couple of additions to the draft plan such as including grading, sheds, a longer frontage, and moving the park to the center of the subdivision instead of it being in the corner. Redmond pointed out to the council that having the park in the corner of the subdivision is better as it gives better access to the whole neighborhood and not just for those living in the subdivision. The developer also put the park block at the corner adjacent to where the stormwater management facility is because it gives more space and area for the utilization of a parkland. On that note, on the paving of Center Street, and other types of details can be addressed in the subdivision agreement, explained Redmond. One of the conditions of draft approval, the developer enters into a subdivision agreement with the township and those details can be addressed in the subdivision agreement. We've still got more steps that will help us fine-tune this process.